Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. What a challenging gospel reading. That makes it fun to preach on. So we're going to tackle Luke 21. Dear friends, I don't pay attention much to expiration dates. Don't hold it against me. The yogurt has a sell-by date of November 4th. If it's not clumpy, it's good to go. You the same way? The milk has a date of November 6th. As long as it's not sour, no problem. It can go on the cereal and in the coffee, no problem at all. The bread, I don't even check the expiration date on bread. Just look at the bottom of the crust and just make sure there's not anything green on there. If it's not, it's good to go for peanut butter and jelly. Now, don't follow my example. I'm not suggesting that, but I want to explain why I do that. It's really for two reasons. Number one, there's a lot of food waste. Did you know that 40% of all food that's produced actually goes to waste? And so if you follow strictly those dates on the food that we eat, you're throwing away actually a lot of bread. And number two, I think the stores are tricking us. They put those dates on there so that they can sell more food to us. It's one of those, I guess, conspiracy theories I think about sometimes. So for that reason, I don't follow expiration dates all that much. But have you ever had the experience of not following an expiration date and it really gets at you or causes pain or harm in a not so good way? That can be harmful in certain situations. There are some items where it really matters, like car tires. When the expiration miles or expiration date, you really should pay attention to those markings and the dates that are given there. We had a Toyota Camry a few years ago. Actually, I think we came here with the Toyota Camry from Florida, drove it up this way all across the United States. When we got that car, it was a used car, and the original owner had worn the tires down a little bit. And using that car, you know, driving it around for a few years, didn't think all that much about the wear and tear on the tires. I don't know if you pay attention to your tires all that much, if you obsess about them. I don't really pay too much attention, I have to be honest. Took the car in for an oil change. Not the oil change, and the attendant came out and said, "Boy, your tires are wearing a little thin. You should start thinking about replacing your tires." My response, "Do you think we can get 5,000 more miles on those tires?" And his response back was, "Probably, I think you could." So some time passed by, about 3 months or so, and time came for another oil change to happen, and took the car in to get it changed, and another attendant came out and said, "Sir, did you know that your tires are really wearing thin?" My response was, "Well, do you think we could get maybe 2,000 more miles on those tires?" Response was, "Maybe, not so confident this time." And sure enough, about a week after that conversation, Alicia was driving the Toyota Camry and the tire blew on a highway. And I share that because now you think terrible about me. You think, what a terrible person. Honest story about how not following an expiration date really scars you for life. I think about that often in that moment. And so now when I go to get the oil change, the conversation's completely flipped. The attendant will come and say, yeah, you can go another 20,000 miles on those tires. And my response is, I don't care. Follow the expiration mileage. Just get it done. Now, here's the thing. If we were to ask, let's say, 100 people here this morning, the online viewers as well, we got quite a few here at Peace Lutheran Church, how do you follow expiration dates and mileage and that sort of thing? I bet we, of the, say, 160 people, I bet you that we would probably have 160 different answers to expiration dates. Do you follow them? Probably depends on what the item is, doesn't it? Yeah, you're agreeing. This morning, just a clever way to introduce Luke 21. I believe Jesus here in this passage is communicating a couple of expiration dates. And we've got a measure here. Are these dates that we're going to, you know, think about? Are we going to take notice of? The first one, the expiration date that Jesus gives, is an expiration date for the temple in Jerusalem. The reading starts out with Jesus with his disciples, and they're walking with him, and they're admiring and really adoring these beautiful stones and the structure of the temple. Now, undoubtedly, the temple was one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. It was marvelous. In fact, you could make the argument that no building has ever been built quite like this temple in the first century. Now, if you go to extra outside sources from the Bible, we read more details about the immensity of the stones of this building. The temple was marvelous. The columns outside of this building were 40 feet in height, double the size of this room probably triple the size of this ceiling, let's say. That ceiling's about 14 feet. I know that from Christmas trees getting put in here. So multiply that by three. That's the height of the columns of the temple in Jerusalem. Moreover, the temples, the columns themselves were made out of white marble, and each of the columns came from the same stone. That's impressive. How did they get there?